Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Chara pounds it out. Center circle of Chara. Barrels in. Cuts down the slot. Looking for a puck. It squirts to the far side with nine. Far circle, Bergeron. He scores! Can you believe that? With 6.7 seconds remaining, Patrice Bergeron gets to a loose puck just inside the far circle and rifles one by Roberto Luongo. Bruins 4, Panthers 3.
Never quit. I love that about the guys. They play for one another every night. It's not always perfect, but they're great that way, and they're happy for each other. You don't see that in every team, trust me. Some guys are not happy for others. They want to be the guy, and I think our guys are generally happy for each other's success.
If you want, in the final hour here of Agenda Free Friday, which is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, there was a Patriots breaking trade today, though. Michael Bennett, the excellent defensive lineman, formerly of Seattle and Philadelphia last year, is headed to New England for a fifth-round pick, also a seventh-round pick coming back from Philadelphia. So the draft pick compensation, really reasonable for a high-end player. He is old, 33, but was still very productive, was one of the most productive pass rushers in the league last year statistically. Philadelphia, though, would have cut him. So you got him for peanuts, but you also could have gotten for nothing if you just waited for next week. So you just made the preemptive trade to bring him in. You are on his contract, which is not a bargain. It's $7.2 million next year. And Michael Bennett said it, and we'll play it in a little bit. Michael Bennett said this morning before the trade was released that not only will he not take a pay cut, he wants a raise. So we'll see how that all plays out. That's not much of a bargain. The money isn't, but the draft pick compensation is an excellent bargain. And so now you got a really good interior pass rusher to go along with maybe Trey Flowers, maybe not. We'll see what that shoe, you know, how that shoe drops here coming up. So that happened today. That's a big one. Celtics, Bruins, whatever you want on the board. You got a thought, man?
Yeah, look, I like the Bennett move, and I'm starting to wonder maybe the Patriots knew he wanted a pay raise and said, well, we won't give you a raise, but we'll let you play with your brother. Martellus comes out, we'll give
you
your money.
It's a good incentive.
It is.
Yeah.
So we'll, too.
We'll give your money to him.
You'd always rather trade than pay cash.
So instead of us bumping you by, call it $1 million, $2 million, I don't know, whatever the number is, we'll give it to your brother and we'll end up paying him. So it goes to the Bennett family. How about that? But we get two players out of it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet something like that happened. I mean, again, I'm giving you probably a more dramatic version of it. But to me, that's what, I bet you Martellus, they need a tight end. Like, I bet you Martellus comes too and they're both here.
And I like it just for how disruptive he can be. I mean, again, I was reading off some of the stats in that last headlines. 9 sacks last year, 30 quarterback hits, and 73 quarterback hits over the last 3 seasons. He's second to Aaron Donald.
That's a crap ton.
Yeah.
It is. It's a ton.
That is a ton.
No, he gets to the quarterback.
There's stats that speak to how disruptive he is, and then there's ones that speak to how stupid he is, too. So these are from our old intern, Tucker. Gave you how many penalties he's had in the last 5 seasons. One of the most penalized players in the league. 7 last year, but the year before, 15.
Jeez.
But here's the worst thing. Michael Bennett has 33 defensive offside penalties since 2014.
Oh, my God.
The Patriots as a team in that span, 10.
Tucker, great job.
Excellent. So that one, they get a clean up.
Yeah.
Like, but no. So that one is a big one. That's a pre-snap. I mean, that can't happen. But the other ones, I don't care if he has a lot of penalties, personal fouls, whatever. So did Brandon Browner. Like, to me, I'll take that. I'll take a guy with a, who's a badass on the defense. I don't mind that.
Okay, your thoughts on everything. Jake in Oxford. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, I got one thing and one thing only to say about Bill Belichick. None of us should be surprised by this move. Bill loves his good bargains for players like women love the Christmas tree shop. Don't you just love a bargain?
The money's that it's when they say bargain, it's usually the contract. It's usually the contract. And I mean, they also could have waited till Wednesday. Bennett gets released, or it could have been today. Right? They could have released him and signed him before the league year starts on Wednesday and not given up a single draft pick.
Yeah, but then he might get his same money. Well, maybe not.
Well, so you don't think Philadelphia shopped him around the league?
Sure, and I think people said, we're not going to give you anything. But the Patriots said, if he hits the open market, someone will pay him. And so,
but my point is, if another team was going to pay him, why wouldn't they just give up a sixth round, you know, the fifth round pick and do the same thing?
I don't know.
And so, if the Eagles want to maximize their return, they wouldn't just blast that out across the league. You know, right now the going rate's a fifth. You can beat it, you get the player. I mean, I don't know.
No, so it's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Belichick put some heat on him there.
Maybe this was Bill's thing that he only talks to one team, and this or that kind of helped him in this case. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we'll do it right now, and you'll get a fifth.
I mean, it sounds to me, I'm not sure who else wanted him, is what I'm saying.
Because he's a pain in the ass?
I mean, all it took was a fifth-round pick. All it took was a fifth-round pick. Who wanted him? So, I mean, did the Eagles not try and better that? I don't know. I mean, hell of a player, but for some reason, I don't know if he was in hot demand. He was about to be cut.
Because he's a pain in the ass.
Yes, it's true. Paul in Maine. Go, Paul.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm all in on Michael Bennett, the player, but he is kind of a pain in the butt. And so I got to ask the question, if you're a head coach, which duo would you rather deal with, the Morris twins or the Bennett boys?
To me, the Morrises. Did Markieff do something last night in OKC?
I don't know.
Did I see this out of the corner of my eye?
Oh, didn't he get in a thing with Nurkic? Was that him?
I thought something happened at the end of that game last night with it. He's in OKC, right?
I think that's right.
Okay, I don't know. I just noticed it. They're both a handful. Marcus Morris has been fine here.
Yeah.
I mean, really hasn't been. I mean, he's given some frank commentary. Yeah, he shoves Jaylen Brown. Yeah, I guess you're not looking for that. Pushing matches on the sidelines. That's probably not what you're looking for.
So they had a thing with some, didn't they have something with law enforcement in Phoenix?
Yeah, they beat the bag out of somebody.
Yeah.
The little Marcus Morris sandwich.
Yeah, it had to do with the mother. It was someone that was like, you know, bad to their mom, so they beat him up. So it was deserved.
We'll go with that. Brad in Framingham on Michael Bennett. Yes, Brad.
I was actually just calling to say if Martellus Bennett plans on coming to the Patriots, he may... think these random drug tests that might not be so random, considering he has a picture up of him smoking a blunt on Instagram. He posted as early as today, actually. I was just calling to say that.
Thank you very much. I actually got an email on this. He posted the blunt today. Yes, I would ixnay on the blunt.
Yeah, you might want to take that one down. Make sure your system's clean before the next test.
One thing, if it was 8 months ago, he did that this morning. Good Lord, man.
Oh, my God. I so badly
these
want...
Two.
I
these
want
two.
I so badly want the Bennett brothers in Foxborough. It's not even funny.
Oh, my God.
I do. I want them both there. I want both Bennett's in Foxborough.
The Bennett's just sort of bug me because I think they're a pain in the ass. I just think they go too far. But that's it. It's just sort of a minor annoyance. Michael Bennett really angers people. Like the Anthem people, he really gets up. And that thing in Vegas... with the police brutality that may or may not have been him making it up or crying wolf or whatever, it really pisses people off. And I don't know if you've bought his book, but it came out last April, Things That Make White People Uncomfortable by Michael Bennett. Like, that's really going to piss people off. Like, you just feel it, right? And, that's good for us, I suppose.
I want to read it and see how many of them are legit.
I mean, if you write a book about things that make me uncomfortable or piss me off, it's not a white thing. It's just, it's a giant volume of crap that makes me uncomfortable and upset.
Murray and I should write that book. And Jimmy. Things that make fellas uncomfortable. Oh, that'd be a hit.
Josh in the Berkshires. Yes, Josh.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'd like to know, what do you think about getting the Bennett brothers and losing Flowers as being a bonus? I think it's a good thing.
Okay, so let's ask it this way. I don't. I'm just going to frame it that way. You can only have one, Trey Flowers or Michael Bennett.
Who Flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah, Flowers.
You know, and I want the younger player who's...
And by the way, add the brother. Would you rather have Trey Flowers or Michael and Martellus Bennett?
Flowers.
Trey Flowers.
Flowers. Absolutely.
Yeah, I still want Flowers first. I mean, there's a reason this thing is going down in the order it's going down in. And I'm sorry, I do think they're linked. Now, does this guarantee that Flowers is gone? No, of course not. But it does give the Patriots some insurance if they lose him. Like, I don't, to me, there's a direct line to be drawn there. I don't see how there isn't. And I'm not telling you that means that Flowers isn't coming back. Maybe he is, as Gasper said, willing to take a team-friendly deal. But I think the Patriots are effectively doing with Michael Bennett what they did with Stephon Gilmore.
I was going to say, with Malcolm Butler, right?
Yeah, they bring in Gilmore and they say, well, you know, if we can keep them both, great. But if not, we're going to have ourselves a prime corner.
Leverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need to meet your demands. We're all set.
Yeah, and the Patriots, nobody's better at the Patriots than creating leverage. They're great at it. So to me, this just gives them, you know, an angle to play now on Flowers.
This is why I have Trey Flowers gone by a percentage of 60 to 40. Uh-huh. We continue with your calls after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You might be on the trading block or that you might not be back in Philadelphia. So I ask you, I say, Michael, what is your thoughts on the current state of Michael Bennett and the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I don't know what's happened with the Eagles. Of course, you always want to be with the team that you play with. But at the same time, we all know it's a business and you want to be able to, you know, make money whenever you get the opportunities to. And I feel like if you're on the trading block, it's just a part of the game. But at the same time, I still know that I'm still one of the best players in the NFL. You look at statistically last year, quarterback hits, TFLs, and how I approach the game. I love football, and whatever team I'm on, I'm going to take that same attitude and go out there and be a nasty player and try to dominate on our defensive line and be the best teammate and the best player I could possibly be.
Are you affected by it, though? Like, you see your name being on Twitter, and you see your name on NFL Network. Does that affect you as an individual?
Well, because you're on vacation, you're like, wait, you're like, what's happening? And so you're always caught off guard whenever your name is brought up in the trade blocks or being traded, but you understand that, you know, people want to acquire your services, and I think we in a tough situation as far as the salary cap, and I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I actually want to pay raise at this point, and so whatever happens, just to know whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than what I'm getting paid right now.
As I said earlier, typically not something that gets you into Foxborough, saying, I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I actually want to pay raise, and anyone who's trying to get me, you have to know that. Like, what was that last part again, Jimmy? You know, like, I would say typically 101, Patriot 101 of how not to get to New England is to say this.
I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I actually want to pay raise at this point. And so whatever happens, just to know whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than what I'm getting paid right now.
It's like, typically that's not how they open the door for
me. No, quite the opposite. But I'll tell you what, like, I look at the money, and I'm not telling you it's chump change. Okay, you think you said what, 7.2? Is that the number you said? Okay, so if he's the player he has been, Murray, what was that stat you had over the last 3 years? More quarterback hits than any guy in the league but Aaron Donald?
Correct, yes. 73 quarterback hits.
You're absolutely right, Maz.
That's a bargain.
If he's the second best pass rusher in the league, that's a bargain.
I mean, so maybe they're looking at it that way. Like, because honestly, I hear 7.2 and I say, oh, if it's going to cost you, what was the number for Flowers to franchise him?
17.
I'll take the 7. I'll take the 7-2 or even the 8-2 with the roster bonus or whatever else. To me, I'd absolutely do that. I the guy can play.
So if he's that player.
Right? Yeah.
If he's that player.
Colossal pain in the ass.
Boy.
Huge. Like, we're talking gargantuan pain in the ass. Huge.
So back to your phones on all of this. Mike in the car. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love this. I think the Bennett brothers come to town. Gronk's going to give us one more year. Amendola just got cut. He's going to come over. We're going to get Cobb or Tate. Pats are loading up for one more run. It's going to be like 2007, the FU Tour 2007, and we're going to call it the Happy Ending Tour of 2019.
Oh, God, there's so many. Where it gets, that's clever. I do like it. Is that the next T-shirt? So, like, unequivocally the sweetest. They every year has its own slogan.
The 2019 Patriots.
be there for the happy ending.
Come on. You know, I'm not into this load up for one more run. I know Murray is. As someone who I hope to live beyond this year and next, and I hope to have this job for many, many, many years to come, I really don't want to be the thing that you win one more. So what's the difference between 7 and 6? I mean, really, what's the difference between 7 and 6? And then what, for the next 5, 10 years?
Suck.
Yeah, like I have no interest in that. So I don't
want. So you better get a quarterback then.
Yes, yes, yes. That too. That's my, if you ask me, the number one priority on the team, quarterback. Quarterback. Get a guy in here and get him in the books and next to Bill, and let's start that process for the next guy. Because I don't want to be the Dolphins.
I thought they were going to take one last year. I'd be surprised if they don't take one this year. But you know what? I'm starting to wonder now. Bennett's 33, we said, right?
Yeah.
And the money is what it is. He's got one more year. Like, I bet you they draft a defensive lineman now at the end of the first round because it gives him a year to get the guy up to speed, and then Bennett goes and he's ready to move in.
Another reason why Trey Flowers is gone.
I mean, again, if I'm doing the math, if I'm running an organization, that's how I would think it out. Say, and typically that's what Belichick does. He gives a guy a year to get his feet under him, sort of like Isaiah Wynn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we bring him along, we get his feet under him, and then Trent Brown comes in, he leaves, we put Isaiah Wynn in. Like that, to me, that's how they do it.
Al in Watertown, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys, I was watching the Bruins game last night, and I couldn't help but think of the game the Red Sox played in Atlanta last summer, where they were down by a bunch of runs, they didn't have any starters in the game, and all of a sudden, Brandon Phillips hits the go-ahead home run in the ninth inning. And, you know, last night you have Matt Greslick scoring the game-tying goal with a minute left, and I was thinking after that Red Sox game, Maz came on the air and he said, maybe it's just their year.
This what? Is their year.
I'll tell you what, Al, feels like you were listening to our opening segment at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be someone's opening take.
I felt the same way, and I'm glad I know I'm not alone because it wasn't just this caller. Got an email this morning that came to all of us. Started as this. I'll read it again because I think it's worth it because he didn't really even give a rat's ass about the Bruins. He writes, the Bruins are my least favorite team in Boston. Always have been, never truly been a hockey fan. Obviously, with the current play of the Bruins, though, I can't help but tune in. Tune in last night, about 5 minutes left in the third, started watching. I said, well, about time they lose one, right? Nope. And it continues to get freaking ridiculous. Sure does. All aboard there, emailer. The first comparison I immediately thought of was the Red Sox win in Atlanta, where Brandon Phillips hit the go-ahead home run. I was listening to your show live that day, and I remember Maz said,
this is their year.
And then Murray, you added,
they might actually be bullpen proof.
Is it time to start saying this with the Bruins? The play of Tuukka Rask last night was there. Could this team be Tuukka proof? Sincerely, Martell in Chelmsford. But it was that kind of thing. Like, look, I've believed in this team for a little bit now, and again, it's all aboard the beast train. But that last night, like, after a period, it's like, okay, this streak had to end here. They've looked a little slow. Looks like they're skating in mud. The way that they won that, like, come on. The thing that immediately reminded me of was like, that Red Sox team really can't lose.
This is their year. I want this as proof for Red Sox fan that I was on board earlier than people think I was. So now, I will have you know, I'm not saying that about the Bruins. So I love the streak, but they have a horseshoe wedged so far up their buckus right now, it isn't even funny. The way they're winning, they've effectively won the last two games in sudden death.
Correct.
That's really what it is.
Correct.
And by the way, in the last two, really?
We're all played in both.
Yeah, correct. And also, as much as we celebrate the game-winning goal, the play was made by the winger on both plays. DeBrus set up Krejci by stealing the puck.
Well, so what does this have to do with anything?
Nothing. Just making a point that I meant to make earlier and glossed over and it popped into my head.
The wingers are still on the team, and that makes you a good team.
Yeah, I'm just celebrating the guy that actually put the puck in the net. I think the plays were made by DeBrus and Marchand.
The Bergeron finish on the last goal was ridiculous.
Yeah, what's his name? Should have had it, though.
Luongo, short side?
Bobby Lou.
I'm with you.
Bobby Lou. Should have had the one before it, too. And Marchand stole the puck and made a great pass. So that's something I wanted to say earlier.
I'm glad we got that out.
Maybe this is just their year.
No! Stick with that. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, actually, go ahead, Jimmy, again.
Maybe this is just their year.
Oh! It's true.
What a take by Maz. Good job, Maz.
It was right.
Anthony in Worcester on Michael Bennett. Yes, Anthony.
Appreciate opinions.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. This is just a Bill move. He's had his eye on Bennett since Super Bowl 49. He was a beast that game. They should have got him last year. They outbid Philly at the last second, but he still went to Philly. And last thing, he was the one who got the defensive penalty to end the Super Bowl 49. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, thanks for listening. We've played that cut like twice. And yes, Were they in on him last year? I didn't know that.
So you know what? I have a vague recollection of that now that he mentioned it. I think we brought that up at one point. I went, whoa, like there's an interesting little twist. We got Michael Bennett. So this obviously must have been before they ended up with Claiborne.
It must have been. So either way, another interesting sidelight is that he hates his defensive coordinator, Greg Schiano, hates him. Youch in Grafton wants to talk about that. Go ahead, Youch.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I'm just wondering, when do you think the Pats are going to can the pedophile protector, Schiano?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Well,
we couldn't really take any of that.
can we play that again in the final word? Seriously, just bleep it out?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that was awesome.
We can.
We should play that. That's, you know who that is? That's Nana, like 60 years ago.
No, but I was going to say.
What was that woman's name?
No, but this goes back to the character coach. I forgot about the Schiano Penn State stuff. There's that whole Schiano Penn State stuff. And I was reading from Michael Bennett's wiki page before. He was charged with, I'll get you the exact charge here in a minute. But I guess he knocked over someone in a wheelchair after that Super Bowl game. He was actually brought up on charges. All right. He was arrested. Oh, no, it was in Texas. So it was
the Patriots and Falcons. And he was trying to get to his brother.
Hold on. Where were we? Is that Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. Oh, I see. So he wasn't even in the game.
Correct.
Ow. So in March 2018, a warrant was issued for Bennett's arrest by Harris County, Texas authorities for allegedly injuring an elderly paraplegic worker at Super Bowl 51 held 13 months previously. On March 26, Bennett returned to the U.S. from outside the country where he had been when his arrest warrant was issued and surrendered to police custody. He posted $10,000 bail bond and was set free. Bennett pleaded not guilty in April. Bennett has still been unable to appear in court for his indictment because the court date was postponed 6 times in April, May, June, August, September, and October, and March of 2019. He is now scheduled to appear in court March 27, 2019. A year after he was indicted and posted bail, March 27th. Kraft's March 28th. Okay, again, the Patriots' legal calendar is filling up quickly in March. Get your date before they're all filled up. I forgot about the Schiano-Penn State thing. All the more reason why, again, that poor character coach was under siege.
I can't believe that they brought in Schiano. I really can't believe that. I mean, I can believe it. You know what I mean? Like
in regard to the nepotism, you mean?
Oh, but given the way they typically, you know, bring the guys up through their own operation, like, oh God, I can't believe he's a defensive coordinator. I can't. I'm on Michael Bennett's side on this one.
Well, I can't wait to see the two coexist. That should be rosy. One more segment of your wonderful phone calls after Murray's update.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
If you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Rick and Woburn, yeah, and Robert Kraft. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, what's up? I'm talking about, Kraft. He's actually, he's a rock and roller.
Hey. Did you happen to hear the most annoying callers in the world?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're fine. You're fine. No pleasantries.
And if you did, were they whining? Whining.
Why don't we talk about the Bruins and Celtics? It's winter. It's March. Why do we talk about the owner going to get a massage?
They set him up. They pulled him over. They knew Kraft was in there. They set up the cameras. Those cameras might not be legit, first of all, so now he's a victim.
Chris in the car on last night's Celtics game. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you? How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
No pleasantries.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're great.
I know you just said don't do that. Sorry. Kraft didn't hire all these people to get himself out of a misdemeanor. I could do that myself, and I'm not a lawyer. I'm a garbage man.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about this quarterback, the kid there at the combine. And what you guys are talking about is heightening, and it's wrong. There's nothing wrong being 5'8 or 5'9. That's heightening. That's wrong.
All-time worst day for calls, I think.
Yeah, it's out there.
What's in the freaking water today?
You guys are heightists. Are you heightening?
I think what people should do, actually, instead of giving us a greeting that we don't want before they start, they should apologize to us and then go. You think I'm joking? I'm serious.
That was Murray's tremendous job there, recapping yesterday. It did improve a little bit. There is something about being on remote that just makes it even worse.
Oh, that delay. It's the delay's a killer.
Oh, God. But
there was something in the water yesterday.
It was. There was one moron after the next.
Yeah, there was stupid pills in the water is what it was.
That all pissed off stupidity. That pissed off short guy might be one of my all-time favorites that I've been part of this show. There's nothing wrong with being 5'8 or 5'9. How many women has he said that to?
Oh, my God.
say like upright.
It is if you play in the NBA or a quarterback in the NFL, sir. There's something really, really wrong with that. All right, wrap it up again with your wonderful, insightful, and succinct phone calls. Mike in Danvers. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, I want to say, you know, this is one of the great things about Bill Belichick is he doesn't worry about drafting 32nd every year or whatever it is because he always gets someone, and it's essentially a draft pick. You know, Michael Bennett, essentially a draft pick, in my opinion, anyhow. And the other thing, I remember after the Super Bowl, I said to myself, a lot of the older players who are getting ready to leave the league maybe want to come to the Patriots now and for a chance to win a Super Bowl. So
guys, they've had that going for a while.
Never happened before.
I hate the thing about equating this to a draft pick.
It's not a draft pick. It's the exact opposite.
He makes $7 million in year one, and he's under contract for only, in his case, 2 years.
He might never see year two.
So when you draft someone, even in the first round, it's affordable dollars, and you have them under contract for 4, potentially 5 years under team control. That's why draft picks are valuable. If you end up trading 32 every year for a player with 1 or 2 years left on his contract, you will suck. So the Patriots, they didn't trade 32 for this. They traded a fifth-round pick. They traded nothing.
Yeah, but Felger, this is why Belichick's smart, because he's playing chess.
They traded pocket lint.
While everyone else is playing checkers.
We had a potty mouth caller earlier, Youch. From Grafton.
What you know?
Wayne, do you happen to know Youch in Grafton?
Hi, yeah, she's my daughter.
Well, of course she is.
It's a it's a family affair. You know, I'm on the other line. I didn't even know she was calling you, and
good
of course
Lord.
I brought her along slowly.
Oh, we can tell.
I know you can tell. I want to talk about Backus. I mean, you know, Backus should back off. Phil Esposito could fight better than him. And as far as, you know, you got Trump and a Kraft together, I mean, with that rubandtug.com, I don't know what we can do about that. I think I want to go to that, too. Peace out.
Okay, peace out, Wayne. Do we have to drop that? I don't think so. It's going to let it go. How was Espo as a fighter? A little bit before my day.
So honestly, like, I thought Espo was, my recollection is that he could fight a little. He didn't fight a lot.
Yeah.
He was a big dude.
Yes, he was big.
I mean, so I don't know that many people wanted to mess with Espo.
Okay, and if you missed the Youch call, and you did because we had to drop the whole thing, we'll replay Youch in Grafton, Wayne in Grafton's, the spawn of Wayne in Grafton in the final word. You'll hear that in about 15 minutes.
Daughter of Wayne.
Wow. We've got Brian in Easton on the Bruins. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. I just want to talk about David Pastrnak. I think he's a pretty lucky guy. When he first got hurt, you guys kind of blew him up, you know, saying he got tickled outside of the sales meeting and so on and so forth. The team has absolutely steamrolled the competition. And if they had to steamroll the competition, don't so many people would be talking about it.
Your phone blows. Just because they've won in his absence does not excuse the fact that he injured himself stumbling to the Uber on a Sunday night after a sponsor dinner. There's no excuse for that. The number of people who are willing to give him a break on that, to me, blows me away. Patriots going into the Super Bowl, except Julian Edelman can't play because a week before he stumbled going to his Uber at 11 o'clock midnight on a Sunday after a sponsor dinner. Are we letting Julian Edelman off the hook?
No. No, look, it wasn't the Super Bowl with Pastrnak, but even so.
Yeah, okay, for the last month of the season, they're fighting for home field advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If David Price, going into the playoffs, stumbles after a sponsor dinner and breaks his hand and has to miss the last 2 months of the season, what are we doing to David Price?
Killing him.
Any other guy we're killing. Why aren't we killing David Pastrnak? I don't get it. I mean, why don't you? I am.
Well, no. The good news is for them, or for him, that they've won.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what.
So that gives him a pass?
So I want to see what he looks like when he gets back. If he's not the same guy, oh, it'll come up again.
Oh, my God. What a killer. If he can't shoot the way he shoots or can't stick handle the way he's able to stick handle, because and Bruce Cassidy said it, he may have to wear a splint. Oh, my God. What? In a year where they have a chance and he's one of the most important players and because he couldn't make it to the Uber?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't even think it's a maybe about the splint. I think he's wearing it. Sweeney said when he comes back, he's wearing it.
That's Sweeney who said it? Good God. No, he should never live that down. He shouldn't. And we do that to any other guy. Dylan in the truck. Go ahead, Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Hey, I just got two quick things. I want to know, who do you think needs to step up this year for the Bruins so they can get over the hump in the playoffs and choke again? And did anybody notice last year the size of Michael Bennett's shoulder pads? He's basically playing D-line with no shoulder pads.
Yeah, he plays with little guys, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love that, too. Like, again, he's strong, he's quick, he's mean, all of it. Like, I love all of that. The guy's a royal pain in the ass, but he can play when he wants to play.
And as far as his first question, doesn't it start and end with one guy?
Tuca.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuca. I think it's a little deeper than that, but he's number one on the list.
Of course, it usually is. But not for every team. Like, if your head and shoulders better than everybody else, you can get away with just representative goaltending. I think the Penguins have done it. I think the Blackhawks have done it. But those were clearly the best teams in the league with elite all-time talent. And, you know, I don't know if the Bruins are that team. So they're going to have to pull an upset here. One, maybe two upsets. And if you want to pull an upset, you pretty much need your goalie. I think but the goalie's sort of self-evident. I think skaters, I think Krejci's got to continue.
Huge.
You got to have a second line or else you're port.
Yeah, and I put McAvoy up there too because he's a difference maker. The guys you just named, Krejci and McAvoy, those guys are difference makers. If they play well, the whole thing changes. Like, to me, they're still the most important guys out there.
We've got Peter and JP on the Celts. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. I've talked for quite a while. The key to the Celtics season, if they're going anyway, it's going to be Gordon Hayward and also Aaron Baines. But one thing that has happened in the last few games, which I'm really excited, is he substituted Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward and left the other starters in there. Before, Jaylen Brown they were just putting him out there as a point guard. He wasn't getting any shots.
Kat, I don't know if Jaylen Brown's ever played point guard. No, but Jaylen Brown's getting more minutes, and Hayward clearly has been reemphasized since they went out west.
Yes, no question about it. And Brown's been playing well for a while. Again, like, he makes that turnaround jumper now. Like, that's a big thing. He can play in that area. He can play out at the three line. He can go to the basket, which is an issue because of the way he handles the ball. But nonetheless, he's got the ability to play in transition, all of it. He's good.
Here's Nana in Wakefield on the Kraft case. I'm holding my breath a little bit. We got our finger on the button. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Nana in Wakefield. Go ahead, Nana.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nana Wakefield.
Hi, Nana.
Who am I talking to?
This is Felger.
Oh, I wanted to let you know that I really wanted to let Mr. Kraft know that I can beat that $60 job and give out a $20 yummy.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, you know, I had a feeling it might be a bit, and it's a bit, unfortunately. I don't think that's an older woman.
You think Nana Wakefield's a bit?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a put-on?
I think it's a put-on, unfortunately. I thought it was a dirty old lady initially last week. But I would not be surprised.
That's Wayne's wife. It's Wayne, Nana, and Youch.
I'll tell you what, I don't care if it is a bit.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good old lady.
Oh, my God, it's great. It sounds like that sounds like a real old lady.
No, that sounds like Nana.
I want Nana and Youch together in the final word. That's what I want, Nana and Youch.
Dave and Brockton on Pasternak. Go ahead.
Mike, he should never live this down. Like, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in Bruins history.
If it costs him a championship?
Never live this down.
If it costs him a championship, how will you feel about it?
How's it going to cost a championship, Mike? They're winning without him.
He's one of their... You're beating Florida in March.
Mike, he'll be back. It's just a thumb, dude.
What is wrong? I don't get you, people.
Just a thumb.
Mike, you're making the biggest deal in the world about this.
Oh, no, I haven't even begun, Dave. And after this call, I'm going to make a bigger deal of it.
Yeah, and Dave, your phone sucks, too.
I haven't made that big a deal out of it, but now I'm going to, just for you. They're winning without him? It's March, and it's the Florida Panthers. What are you, soft? You think they're going to get past Tampa without a productive David Pastrnak? And if he's not productive, and if he's floundering around out there because his hands hurt, you think that's cool? You think that's okay? Good God. I thought Bruins fans were tougher than that. Or we're a little more exacting than that. What is this, Greenland? Whee! It's okay. They're okay. They're still winning. Whee! Really? I thought you had a little more hair on your chest than that, Bruins fan. Good God. Please, or you just want to, you endorse people stumbling around drunk. Don't look at me like that, Murray. The final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody. No one.
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right, Maz, you're not getting both of those calls. You're not getting Nana. We didn't have time to turn it around. But we have Yauch and Grafton
here. Did Nana make air, or did we have to drop the whole thing?
There was a term that she used that I don't think is appropriate for air.
No, probably not.
So here you go, Maz.
Oh, definitely. She might have used more than one.
You at least get this one.
Yauch and Grafton.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I'm just wondering, when do you think the Pats are going to can the pedophile protector, Shiana?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I thought you went somewhere else with that.
Well,
we couldn't really take any of that.
can we play that again in the final word?
Yep, man, you got it, Maz.
No problem. Happy to. I'm glad you guys obliged me.
Thank you.
Just how old do you think Yauch is?
Wayne's not exactly a spring chicken.
I agree.
Yauch and Grafton.
I just had a quick question. I'm just wondering when.
I'm going to say like 45.
No, too old. She's in her 30s. I'm willing to bet. I'm going 30s.
Yauch and Grafton.
I just had a quick question.
And you know what? The longer she went on, I think she's smoking bones with Wayne. That's what I think.
I'm going to say 43. We have this put together by Hardy, of course. We have a new Squeaky Maz. Anyone want to guess?
Yes, I do. I definitely want to guess.
It's only a four-hour show.
Okay, but hold on. Give me a hint.
Won't give us predictions.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Who was mostly...
Kyrie?
Yeah, thank you. There,
thank
there you.
Go.
Right. He has no clue about himself. None. He's completely oblivious. It's comical. It is absolutely comical.
And it's... so interesting.
He's never coached a player like me. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. I wanted to vomit. He's never coached a player like me.
Calm down.
Oh my God, when he said that, I wanted to puke. I wanted to project out of every orifice of my body. I wanted to just convulsively puke. It was awful. He's never coached a player like me. Oh, get over yourself. Good God. He's never coached a player like me. Because I'm special. I'm special. Oh, you tool. Like, who says that? It's LeBron-itis. That's his son of LeBron's playing for the Celtics. It's like a horror movie, for crying out loud.
Mini-me.
Breathtaking.
Oh, God, it's brutal.
Little Penny.
If I want to give interviews, I'll give interviews. You know what your problem is? You're too much. Hey, best player in basketball guarantees championship. Guaranteed.
Oh, he's so brutal to listen to. Brutal.
I loved Little Penny.
Outstanding. Again, Craig, it was Penny Hardaway, the Little Penny Hardaway on his shoulder just chirping.
Yeah,
Penny.
What'd you do that for, brother?
That's what Kyrie is to LeBron. Little Penny. Mini-me. Same level of tool bag. It's unbelievable.
It is. It's out of control. Really, it's like nobody else in the world even exists to that guy. It's incredible.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And weekend, here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.